True Oldies 106.7. It's the Randy and Spiff Morning Show. And coming up on December the 12th, we invite everybody out to the brand new Gateway Event Center in McDonough. It's a great place to see Rare Earth and the Association. And tickets are still available at gatewayeventcenter.com. You can find out more about it on our website as well. And on the phone with us right now to talk a little bit about the show and what these guys have been up to, it's Larry Ramos, who's been with the Association since 1968. Good morning to you, Larry.
Hi, 67, actually.
67, all right. So
yeah.
Right there. Well, who's counting, right? You're one of the guys who's out there right now who can say we've been playing this music for 40 years.
Yep, that's for sure.
And enjoying
it a lot more, too.
Really? Enjoying it a lot more than back then?
Oh, yeah. We have time now to appreciate and enjoy the applause and the reaction from the audiences. Back then in the 60s, it was so hectic. You did the concert, and then you were gone and went to the next one, you know?
To give everybody the reference, you are the guy with the hat.
Yeah, you got that right.
So is there a story behind the hat, Larry? I mean, it's not a baseball cap. It's not a fedora. What style is this hat, and how did this happen?
Well, I wanted a Panama. I've always loved the Panama. My father used to wear a hat. And he started me wearing hats. My first, as a matter of fact, when I was a kid, I used to perform with a beanie on, you know. And now it's a progress to the hat. Well, I wanted something different. And I've always liked the Panama. So I started with a big 4-inch brim Panama, that wasn't blocked. And I would take the hat home and block it myself because my father taught me how to do that kind of stuff. And anyway, I knew that eventually I would be losing most of my hair. and I knew my eyes were going to go. So I decided at that point, well, I better start wearing glasses now so they can get used to seeing me in glasses.
You're like Tiger Woods when he won the Masters. He got his green jacket about three sizes too big because he figured he'd be wearing this thing for the next 30 years.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart.
He'd grow into it.
Yeah.
And I started doing that, Randy, about, my goodness, at least 35 years ago.
When you think about the music of the Association, the big hits in the late 60s, I mean, there was so much different kind of music going on at that time. British Invasion, psychedelic rock, Sgt. Pepper going on. And here you guys are at the top of the charts with Cherish and Never My Love. I guess it just proves that people will always love a good ballad.
Yeah, well, I found out a few years back that this was Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney's favorite song, Never My Love. And, you know, I thought, my goodness, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, it is interesting. Well, did you guys, because of that, there's so much different music going on at the same time. Mickey Dolenz always tells us the story about how the Monkees were on the same concert ticket as Jimi Hendrix. Did you ever find yourself on a concert ticket that it just didn't seem to go together?
Well, it was, how do you follow the Who?
Really?
They used to open for us.
Oh, my God.
When they first came over, and, you know, Keith Moon was with them, and my God, they were destroying all this stuff on stage, and oh man, we were thinking, oh my God, how are we gonna follow these guys? You know, I mean, it's total mayhem on stage after this show.
Did you ever have the desire to be in another band and get out there and smash a guitar or two?
No, as a matter of fact, I never have. and I guess I'm just old-fashioned that way.
Well, I know it's going to be a great show, and December the 12th is the date for everybody to mark down on the calendar. Gateway Event Center in McDonough. Doors open at 6. Music starts at 7:30. The Association in Rare Earth. You can get your tickets at gatewayeventscenter.com, 877-725-8849. And we've got information on the website here as well at trueoldies1067fm.com. And, Larry, thank you so much for being our guest. We're looking really forward to seeing you in December.
God, Randy, it's been such a pleasure talking to you.